T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Third down and a few inches from the 5-yard line of Miami. An opening drive for the Bengals. They give it to Mixon. Mixon cuts back. He's got the first down. Inside the 5.
He's in.
They're pushing him toward the goal line. Touchdown, Cincinnati. Joe Mixon.
Shoved him right through the end zone. He never did go down. The big guys got behind him, and it was over. What a first drive by Cincinnati.
Mostert remains the running back. Play action, Tua rolling to his left. Stops. Nobody's open, Joe. He's going to be sacked back in his own territory at the 47-yard line. Two is down.
He got body slammed. He got thrown down, and they're coming out right now. Jimmy had time to get rid of it. Instead, he gets thrown down hard, and he's not getting up. Oh, boy.
Remember, he had that back injury last week, and who knows what this is, but we'll wait and see what this is.
Boy, Jimmy, he had some time to throw it away, and instead, not only takes a sack, but gets thrown down really hard. Like he's thrown down on his head.
Sherfield flanked to the left. Tyreek in motion. Play action fake. And a little pass underneath to Edmonds. Breaks the tackle. Spins. Touchdown. What a great shovel pass. Chase Edmonds, a 7-yard touchdown from Teddy Bridgewater.
What a call by Mike McDaniel. What great execution by Teddy Bridgewater.
Burrow under center. Mixon tailback. Play action, get ready to throw it, and wide open receiver touchdown. It was Hayden Hurst, the tight end, just walked into the end zone. And the Bengals take over on down.
That's good.
53 seconds left. They could just take a knee a few times, and it's over.
Yeah, that was
the last opportunity. And that'll all but do it.
Christian Wilkins just fired off the ball a little bit just to make sure. They play this thing out. Wow. Jimmy, the Dolphins had their chances, man, to win this game.
You know, it was a scary moment. He was evaluated for concussion, and he's in the concussion protocol. He was at the hospital. I believe he's about to get discharged. That was an emotional moment. That is not part of the deal that anyone signs up for, even though you know it's a possibility in football to have something that you have to get taken off and on a stretcher. All of his teammates, myself, we were all very, very concerned. So the best news that we could get is that everything is checked out, that he didn't have anything more serious than a concussion. He'll be flying back with us here on the plane.
And with all of that, we say good morning to everybody as fresh off the plane and back for a Friday, a little football Friday, and everything that took place just a few hours ago, actually, with what looked like it was going to be a really good game. It actually was for three quarters, and obviously the Dolphins, we'll talk about the game and stuff, but the other part that's blowing up at the game live last night, as well as on social media, and everybody else out there, it's got their thoughts on Tua. First of all, playing in the game, a lot of people, whatever the independent neurologist had to say last week, a lot of people aren't buying it. I've heard some people think that, I can just say this, and I don't know all the stuff. I obviously did not go to school as long as an independent neurologist did. Probably went to school till he was like 35 years old.
Probably
for,
at
stuff.
Least, right?
So anyway, I just want to say this. All I know is Mike McDaniel is not an old school coach. So if you want to play the blame game, which a lot of people are doing, and I understand it because I heard it a lot too. I heard people fighting with people last night. It got a little heated at the elevator without saying names. Why in the hell was he playing? How, you know, and people going, did you see it was an independent neurologist? Are you a doctor? That's first thing that,
right,
you know.
Of course,
we play doctors a little bit. I definitely try to play doctor from time to time.
Social media was full of doctors.
What I saw. But I just want to say this. The only guy I'm going to give a hall pass to, because he's not an old school coach, he's brand new, and I really do believe he cares about his players. I really do. Now, I know all guys, all coaches really care about it, but, you know, again, we played when there were no concussions, and yet there were hundreds of concussions. So I really believe Mike McDaniel. I don't know, man. You say I'm drinking too much Kool-Aid with too much sugar and all the different flavors mixed together. But this guy that I've only been around for and don't know that well, just watching him on the road and at home, and I don't believe Mike McDaniel would ever do anything. He would have started Teddy Bridgewater in a heartbeat if somebody would have said or he didn't think things looked right. Now, did he depend on the independent neurologist and his quarterback to say, Coach, I'm fine, it was my back? And listen, now, and go back to this too. When I saw it, and everybody else saw it, whether you're a homer one way or the other, I thought the same thing. I wasn't thinking back injury when I saw him get up and kind of stagger around. Listen, we all have seen this before, right? When a guy gets popped in the head and falls back on his head. And so I thought the same thing when they said, no, your back can happen when you get. And I was like, I've had my back operated on too, and I still don't remember that. So listen, and I know there's a zillion different nerves, and there's a lot of different stuff and different parts of the back and stuff. But this is going to open a serious can, and I mean big can of worms, on the NFL for sure. And the neurologist, are they really independent neurologists? Are they NFL neurologists? Is it about play neurologists? Please play. We need them every game. They're good for business. And the guys from the 2020 draft class playing against each other is good for business and everything and in the game. And actually, Tua was pretty good in the game, made a long throw and threw into two guys on Tyreek Hill deep, but made a lot of good throws, dropped in some real nice passes. But this whole thing, and then watching him lie down there with the team around him.
And
you saw everybody out there, and you were like, oh, boy.
You saw Jalen Waddle, who obviously is, you know, very close to Tua from college days, too. They kept showing him on camera, and he looked as concerned as anyone could be out there.
Well, listen, so it's one thing, and we get a chuckle when guy gets flipped or gets hit, or somebody used to blindside a guy and you got knocked off your feet. Everybody get a good laugh on the side. But never, when you see somebody lie there, guys realize has anything to do with head drama. Trauma. It's serious.
Bad.
Serious stuff.
You saw the way his hands went, and you saw right away, if you know anyone that's ever had like a seizure before, ever seen someone have a seizure, like their hands or body part or something will get locked up. And the minute they went back to that replay and they kept highlighting the way his fingers and his hands were, and immediately.
Well, that opened the can of worms,
right,
for every doctor out there to,
man,
say, I can diagnose this real quickly. So anyway, that was the thing. And yeah, it's blowing up. People are pissed off. And what's the NFL doing? I thought you really cared about these players and all these lawsuits, billions of dollars of lawsuits, and now you let a guy that shouldn't have played 4 days ago come back in and go and win that game, let alone play 4 days later in Cincinnati for Thursday night football. And so anyway, we have that part. We'll get into to more of that as we go on. And I know, listen, I understand it. Team's going to get blasted. The NFL is going to get blasted. We're going to probably hear a lot more from the NFLPA on behalf of the players. I'm sure the NFL is going to have a little meeting with their own doctors. And I think Tua, this is just guessing after what he's gone through in 4 days now, won't be playing football for – be very surprised to see him in New York starting next week.
Yeah,
that I mean, would be if I'm jumping ahead a little bit, that would surprise me on the side of caution right now that that doesn't happen. So anyway, we had all that. Meanwhile, as crazy as that game is, at the end of the third quarter, the Miami Dolphins are up 15-14, and it didn't even feel good. I mean, they came back to take the lead, and you just wasted a Tyreek Hill 64-yard catch that you're down to the 5, first and goal at the 5. And again, in tight space and short yardage and goal line situations, you can't run the football. And something that's been going on around here for a long time is you can get 7 yards on first down and 2 downs to get 3 yards or 2 yards. And you can't get them. You can't get them. Now Mostert ended up having a pretty good game and had some good runs outside mostly and cut them back inside on that zone that they run. But they just and this, listen, this is a great start. We all take 3-1. We take it all and still need to play a lot better. I think everybody realizes that. But you throw 2 picks and you don't get any picks. You miss an extra point. You get a field goal blocked from 52 yards. And the first drive, got the perfect call. Chase Edmonds wide open. Mm. His guy kind of starts to fall down. He's completely out of position. So there's nobody in Chase Edmonds' face in the back of the end zone. And he drops it.
Right, bobbled it.
Now, listen, you're going to drop balls. Don't get me wrong. I'd be the biggest fraud in the world. I drop my share of footballs. And so is anybody else out there that's ever played. I never dropped one. Everybody's dropped one. But the ones in the end zone and where your guy, your defender, as he turns, kind of loses his balance, and the ball's right there, a nice soft toss towards the back of the end zone. And it goes through his hands, and you get 3. So there were 2 opportunities there for me that you have to kick field goals to start the game, and the Tyreek Hill that, you know, you got to be able to get those. They got to be touchdowns. Just can't you can't kick field goals.
Can't leave points on the field. That, and they do that a lot.
So that was kind of thing, and they struggled on the third down thing. Again, I understand third and long situations. They're a lot more difficult. Even Joe Burrow struggled. But Joe Burrow was in a lot of third and ones and twos, and they converted. They were able to get them, and whether it was running the ball, and they were stubborn running the ball, and sometimes mixing another 4-down stop by the Dolphin defense again last night, running out wide. But they were able to convert a lot of them and keep drives going. And the Miami Dolphins just haven't been able to do it. A couple of plays were blown up for 2- and 3-yard losses. And so, so I just, you know, literally was writing notes here with the frustration of, man, that game was there. That game as good as, well, you know, Cincinnati. And they got a real good team, don't get me wrong. And their big horses, some of them showed up and put it on some of the guys in the secondary. So that did happen. But I just go back to this. 2 picks by Cincinnati. We don't get any. Missed extra point.
Ugh.
That's just 1 point. I get it.
I know.
Block field goal. That's a little disturbing when they kick one from 59. It would have been good from 80. and then the drop touchdown pass to start the game.
Yeah.
And you just perfect call. That's the matchup they wanted.
Great pass, too.
And Tua just dropped it in the back there, and it's wide open. And like I said, the guy kind of gets knocked as he turns. He kind of loses balance a little bit, so it was wide open. So you get a handful of plays, not to mention the penalties, which they ended up balancing out and stuff. And it was a night Tyreek Hill had a really good game, and even when he didn't catch it, they were holding him or grabbing his arm so he couldn't run by him. So that was, you know, and I know a lot of this stuff's going to take a back seat today because of the Tua Tagovailoa, which goes back to the whole debate about durability. How's he playing? How's he throwing? How's he fitting in this system? And honestly, it looked like he's going to throw for a lot of yards. Hell, he and Teddy together threw for a lot of yards last night. So it looked like there was a 300-yard game that was going to happen. We had some guys open, and so he's made some good throws, and Mike McDaniel puts him in a good situation to make catches or make throws and catches, and those two guys on the outside are special. But boy,
it's a stinky way to not just lose the game last night, but obviously with the Tua news. But yeah, you're right. Well, this game was in their hands for a lot of this game. Well, a lot of it.
And in the big picture, look, it looks like, you know, Tua, like Coach said, that he was going to go home with the team. That's all he can say.
Right. That was a big report, like, you know, early in the fourth quarter.
I signed something that said, Joe, the plane is private.
Right.
Unless you just want to talk about the old guys.
Mm. Got to fly to his family with him home on that plane, right? I would hope so at that point, too.
I don't know if they're on
the
plane.
They showed his entire family.
I honestly don't know that, and I was shocked that the family went up there on a Thursday. That surprised me, and I don't know where his little brother's going to be playing football this weekend, so maybe they're on their way to see him play somewhere. But they had their chances, and the news and lying out there just, again, it didn't matter who it was. It could have been anybody. But just because of what's gone on in the last 4 or 5 days for Tua Tagovailoa, who was pushed backwards and fell on the back of his head and neck and back. I'll cover everything, whatever it might have
just
been.
Just in case, yeah.
But I got to tell you, man, it got ugly at the game between people.
Everyone thinks they're a doctor. That's the problem.
There were a lot of people. Why was he even playing?
Yeah.
And guys were going, well, it was an independent neurologist that said he could play. Why did the team? I don't care what. You saw him stagger. That was not back. And man, it got heated. It got heated with some people without saying names. Last night up where I was, and then of course I go to sit down and Solana and the rest of them that jumped right on social media said that it was a little bit ugly last night.
It was ugly, not a little bit. Yeah.
All right, listen, we got to get going here to a quick break as we join you here with the Miami Dolphins, who now with a 3-1 record had a chance, man, after three quarters, as bad as things were, and the frustration of a 64-yard catch that ends up being a field goal. Instead of a touchdown. God, that's frustrating. So frustrating.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.